Nat, Fast Five champ, 2 weeks ago. Plenty of time for you to buy a new bag. Has it sunk in just yet?
Yeah, I think absolutely. It was a brilliant weekend. Obviously, it was just it was really fun, obviously, for the players, and I think for the fans, something a little bit different to what we don't normally do in the normal sevens. And I think, obviously, to top it off, we came away with that win. So, yeah, still really, really chuffed.
Saying that, I mean, there was no time for a holiday because I expect it was almost straight into Netball Europe.
Yes, absolutely. We went straight kind of back into training, preparing for Netball Europe and being in Cardiff. So, yeah, there wasn't really much time, but sometimes that's really nice, actually, because you just kind of go in on that high and that flow of playing and kind of winning, and you can take that then into the competition.
Another gold for the collection. How did you see the likes of Scotland and Wales improve since last time you played them?
They 100% have. The standard of netball over the 3 days was really high, and I think credit has to be given to the girls and how much they have improved, especially kind of Scotland. I think their ball speed and everything was fantastic, and I think that's maybe due to Sirens being now in the Super League. So obviously Wales as well, obviously with Celtic Dragons. So I think you can really tell that a lot of the girls are playing netball each week in the Super League in different franchises. So yeah, the standard was really good. It was a great competition.
It was really nice as well that we saw people like Sophie DL, George, and obviously Vicky make their Roses debut. What's that like? Do you remember yours?
Brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. I've been training with them, obviously, when the Roses were kind of away on tour. I was still training and with the Futures for a lot of the time. And I've obviously got to train and kind of get to know them girls a little bit more. And they are just absolute future stars. Their work rate and their talent is just phenomenal. So it's kind of an absolute pleasure to be involved, watching them put that dress on for the first time and just kind of see their faces. Obviously, mine was last year in the last quad series versus Australia. I just think it's one of them moments that you never forget. So it was really nice to kind of watch them have that moment.
2017, we obviously saw that big, massive Lightning culture. You'd be hoping that that continues into next season. And is that one of the big draws that kept you at Lightning this season?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's hard to kind of walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on. And the girls, we've kind of built something here with the likes of Karen and Liv and Maggie. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a no-brainer, really. I'm just so excited to see how far we can take it again. Obviously, there's still things we need to work on, still things we need to develop. And hopefully we've learnt lots of lessons from last season and getting to that kind of grand final. So it's just seeing that next push and where we can take it now.
And we saw that Beth and Hannah were announced at the same time. I'm missing somebody else out because she's part of the next question. it's important, obviously, to maintain the core. And you've got the four of you, the first set of players to be announced.
Yes, absolutely. It's brilliant being on the court, obviously, with Beth and Hannah, just having that connection as mid-court. I think it's brilliant. And just the three of us have got really close, which is really nice. And obviously Ella. So I think there's definitely a friendship there. And I think that can reflect on the court at the same time. So I'm just so excited to play with them all again.
Ella, massive news. What's that going to mean to you personally to have her on board?
Oh, she's just phenomenal. She's a brilliant athlete. Her work rate is just second to none. She's kind of one of them players that you just look up to on and off the court. I like to call her the wise owl because I just think she's so intelligent. You can see that play on the court. So as a feeder, she's just a dream to kind of have and see her in that shooting circle. So I'm so excited to see her step back on that court. She's worked so hard and I definitely expect her to be there in February, no doubt about it.
And how nice was it for you and everybody else, the fact that she was at finals in the crowd cheering you on?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's kind of based on our culture and the connections that we have. When people get injured, I think it can be, it's really tough and it can obviously be really lonely to get yourself back there. We're in such a close-knit team and then rehab is kind of so separate. So obviously, Ella was there. We had Lauren Nichols there as well. And then we had Britt Coleman. So the three of them had massive injuries, all got ACLs, but they're always there. They're cheering us on. And that's absolutely huge. So we obviously can't thank them enough because they're the voices that we always hear on the court. So it was brilliant.
I just wondered if, easy to say, but do you set yourself any personal aims for next season this early on? Or
I think probably around Christmas time, maybe January, maybe starting looking at more personal aims and kind of focuses that I maybe want to work on, a sense court player and how I want to develop as a player. Definitely, you definitely kind of look into what do you want to get out of these next kind of 6-7 months and how do you want to keep improving. So that is something that I will be doing. It's something that I kind of I'm focusing on now and improving on my fitness and still my ball skills, just kind of general things just to make you kind of a better player. So yeah, I will definitely be doing that.
And pre-season's already started. Are things already underway there?
Yeah, absolutely. At Loughborough, it's all kind of starting at the minute, kind of just getting that fitness again back up. And I think in kind of 2-3 weeks, we start official training with the kind of official squad. So I think it's really exciting. All the girls are kind of all back in Loughborough now and everyone's kind of just getting back on board and getting the legs going again.